From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The United States says it is using today's international talks on Syria to pave the way for a future without President Bashar al-Assad in Damascus. As many as 15 nations will participate in the Vienna talks, including Iran and Russia, Assad's two top allies, whose military involvement in Syria is aimed at propping up its floundering regime. Secretary of State John Kerry, representing the U.S., says Syrians need more than the choice of Assad as their leader or submission to the Islamic State, often referred to as Daesh.
We have to eliminate the mindset, which was encouraged from the beginning by both Assad and Daesh, that the only choice Syrians have is between the two of them. You either have terrorists or you have Assad. No. No, that's not the choice.
United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is urging participants in the Vienna talks to show flexibility and welcome Iran's first-time participation in those discussions. Iran has arrested an American businessman holding dual U.S.-Iranian citizenship while he was visiting relatives in Tehran about 2 weeks ago. Wall Street Journal writes that Shemagh Namazi was arrested by the Revolutionary Guards Corps, which reports directly to Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei rather than the government of Iran. Namazi's detention came just days after the Iranian nuclear deal took effect on October the 18th. Speaking to VOA's French to Africa service, the newly re-elected president of Ivory Coast, Alassane Ouattara, says he aims to promote national reconciliation and cut poverty in half during his second term. This is VOA News.